This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. BT and Sal's Pull Your Card World Series. Game 6.
Well, BT, for the second annual Pull Your Card World Series, we have now gone, last year was 7, we have now gone into 6 games this year. That means there are only 2 years left, 1988 and 1989. I am choosing 1989 today.
Okay.
I am now home, so I get to determine things. I am still going to let you pick the card pack that you want.
Right hand,
please. The right hand.
I've gone with that for a while here.
See if I can. I'm a little nervous here. Because now I feel like I get the momentum back, but I'm still down 3-2.
Listen.
Last year I was nervous as anything. I thought I was getting beat.
I got to make amends here, man. I did not like the way last year ended. My laptop is still broken. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It looks like I have 15.
That's out. 12, 13. I got 13. Oh. Hold on. Let me make sure here. Okay. Which stinks because now I'm at a disadvantage here. I had a leader's card and a record breaker card in there.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I got 13.
11, 12, 13, 14. 15. Okay. All right. I got to get rid of 2.
Yeah, no, you do. But now it's like, oh, you got to get rid of 2 layups.
Oh, but that's always, right. Well, you don't know that.
Oh, last year we used to pull. Whatever. Just go ahead.
Oh,
it's
look
fine.
At him already.
No. I'm just saying.
All right. There's definitely names you know here.
Same with you. Okay.
This guy here. Let me get. That's a cool looking card. I'm going to keep him. Yeah, you might mess that guy up. I'm going to keep him.
Interesting keep strategy him. Here.
All right. Boom. Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Who's going first here?
I am going to read you the cards first.
Okay.
Okay. Number
13
1.
To pop.
Randy Reddy. 1989 Tops.
I know the name too. Randy Reddy. I could see him. Padres.
1-1. I was thinking maybe you could go Phillies there. Mm. Good pull.
Thank you.
Mike Kingery.
Seattle.
2-2. Greg Brierley.
Giants.
Mariners. 2-3. Mark Clear.
He was definitely a pitcher.
Yes.
I don't know if I... Ace.
Brewers.
Yeah. Tough one so far, dude.
Mitch Webster. Well, you get 2-4.
Mm. Expos.
Mm.
No.
Cubs.
Yeah.
He was an Expo a long time before that.
Of course he was.
Joe Carter.
What year are we doing here?
89 times.
Indians.
Good call. Good thinking that through. All right, so 3-6 so far?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I remember. Yeah, 3-6. Yes, that's correct.
Bobby Thigpen.
Bobby's with the White Sox here.
Yes. Gary Carter.
Mets.
Yes. Mike Bielecki.
Pitcher?
Yes.
Giants?
Cubs.
6-9. Oh, pardon me, 5-9.
Okay.
5-9. Not many layups here, dude. I'll tell you that.
We got a couple coming, I think. Oh, good. Ron Karkovice.
Ronnie was a slow-footed, porn-looking catcher for the White Sox.
Yes.
6-10.
Okay. All Who right. was it last year? What the hell was his name?
What?
Koontz, maybe? Rusty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. Right. Yeah, Rusty.
Neil Allen.
Well, he was part of the trade there for... Neil Allen, yeah, Neil Allen at this point has to be with the Cardinals. It's got to be. Yankees. No?
Yankees? 1989, Neil Allen, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember that one either myself. I probably get that one wrong.
Oh, man.
Luis Rivera.
Damn it. Jose, I think of the jobber. Jose Luis Rivera. Remember him from the WWE?
I don't, actually.
You don't remember him?
Before my time.
Way to sell it. I would at least give me a chuckle.
Yeah, sure. BT, I remember him. I'm sorry.
He was a very famous jobber, dude.
I'm in game mode, yeah.
What's his name?
Luis Rivera.
Jose Luis Rivera. Pitcher?
No.
No.
I mean, unless he's taking this picture with a bat in his
hand. Let's see. 6-11. Damn it. Pirates?
Expos.
Damn it.
Lee Mazzilli.
In 89.
Yeah. Well, that was a tricky one because you played so many different teams.
This is a tricky one. All right, hold on a second.
I'm gonna have to get my glasses.
All right, Lee Mazzilli comes up with the Mets. Was with the Rangers for a minute. He's not on the Rangers
here. Was this the end of Mazzilli?
I think it was.
It came up in 76. Okay. And I see now my glasses.
Wow, 76.
Man,
from Lincoln High School. Lincoln.
Okay, there you go.
In Brooklyn. All right.
Doesn't count.
Pirates.
Mets. Yeah, he's with the Mets. All right. That's not a bad pack. I would say this is kind of average, right?
I got six right.
3, 4, 5, 6. So it's going to take 7 of 13 for me to beat you here. 6 is the score.
Left a couple on the table. Jeez.
I remember if we tie, we have to do another pack or pack or two. We can do that later. Oh, I'm getting nervous. My heart is racing.
Yeah, my hands
right
getting
now.
A little sweaty all right. here. All right, just to confirm, if it's a manager, I give you the name and you say, I don't know why I don't remember this.
Yes. Whatever position they play or manage, you just give me the name and I got
to
get the
say
team.
The team that
yes.
he manages. So I say the name and you say the team.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. That's bad. Moose Stubing.
What?
Manager. Dude, I've never heard of the guy.
How do you spell the last name?
Stubing. And honestly, looking at his picture, he looks like this is like a snapshot from like World War II. Like, this does not look like 89.
I've legitimately
Moose Stubing.
Never heard of him before. 1989.
Wow. They just said, wow. They just said he's a local boy. He's from the Bronx.
Oh, you should be all over that.
What are you going to
Hollows? Yeah, he went to White Plains High School.
White Plains?
God.
Moose Stubing.
All right, just give me a second here to think.
Moose, not Moose Haas.
1989.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to go Mariners.
Angels.
Okay. I use your theory
I did not
there.
Know that one.
Yeah.
I never heard of the guy, honestly. And he's from here?
Let me see. That's can I see insane. The picture of the card?
Yeah. Look at this dude.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of the guy.
Angels.
Wow.
Out here with that.
Was he an interim? Like, serious question.
They said he was a third base coach.
Either way. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, Perry.
Know this one.
Braves.
Yes.
Okay.
One for two. Jim Gantner.
Brewers.
Yep. That's the only team I really remember him with. Okay.
Did he play anywhere else? I don't recall either.
Everybody's Brewers on this card.
Okay.
Brian Downing.
Angels.
I said this. His name came up on the show the other day. Leadoff hitter. When we were talking about Austin Wells,
yes, right.
I actually said Brian Downing, Angels.
Yes, okay.
Now, did you know that?
I remember him with the Angels, yes.
All right, 3 for 4. Good start.
Need four more.
Might have to go to the mound here, get a little
four more to force a game here. Seven. Yeah.
Rene Gonzalez.
Mm.
Could be a swing card here. Could be a pivot card.
Rene Gonzalez.
Not Rene Goulet.
Angels.
Orioles. 3 for 5.
Okay.
All right. Dave Bergman.
His name has come up a lot in Pull Your Card history. Now, it's come up, I feel like, in early years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a stab and just say the same team that we've been using, the Tigers.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, that is...
That's a little pull your card history. I would not have known him from just the memory, but yeah.
Danny Jackson.
Good God, I'm between two teams. Lefty pitcher, right?
He's a pitcher. I don't know if he's a lefty.
I'm being told
he is a lefty.
In my mind, it's Reds or Royals. I'm going to say Reds.
Got it.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking Royals there, but okay. Where are we at now? Five or seven. Okay.
Boy. We got problems here again. Mark McLemore. I know you know the name.
Yeah, I do. Angels.
Oh, boy. Got it.
Okay.
This is the heater pack.
That right one here. I remember. This is six now I just got?
Six
for
eight.
Next one wins.
Yeah.
Next one forces a game
Jack
seven.
Clark. I'm not in the mood for small talk, buddy. Let's go right to it.
89.
I know what it represents, dude.
Yankees.
Yes, you got it.
Okay. Let's finish the pack out. Let's see.
Okay, 7 for 9. Mike Dunn.
D-U-N-N-E?
Yes.
Pitcher?
Yep.
Pirates?
Yes.
That's even, dude, I got to be honest with you.
Job.
That is specific to hearing the name and seeing the memory of the card because I couldn't even really tell you much about him.
Okay, that's
crazy how that
that's
works.
A good pull right there. Franklin Stubbs.
Dodgers.
9 for 10. This is what they call.
Now I'm feeling it going into game seven,
down.
My friend.
Momentum lost. I
am now. I'm feeling it going into game seven.
Lance Johnson.
White Sox.
Yeah, he was a sweet player, man. Yeah. He had a pretty good swing. Didn't he have 18 triples one year? With the Mets, I think.
Yeah, he was great with the Mets.
With the Mets.
I think he led the National League in hits
it was something
in
with
1996
the
with the Mets.
Around there, sounds about right. Terry Blocker, last one.
Who?
Terry Blocker.
I know this one. Oh. I'm not going to get it right, but I definitely am going to regret not getting it right.
Never know. You're on a heater. Heat check time.
Twins, I don't know.
Braves. Well done.
Okay.
Very, very, very nicely done.
Now we'll meet close to the middle. Remember, last year we ended up on 1987. We'll end up on 1988 Game 7, which will have to take place early next week. Because we went, what is next week?
Thursday.
Next week,
next week I'll be at the NCAA tournament.
Right, so we got
I'll be on the road with St. John's.
Right, there is no if they're going to make it this year, going to make it.
And so, we can't do it Wednesday because I'll be traveling.
Right, so it's got to be early next week, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. Probably maybe we can do Tuesday. Let's do it Tuesday. Let me give me a little day here. Get back to my team.
And I do think it's different years this year, too, that we won. So it's not just like you win the same year every year, although I think you've repeated 84, probably 85. But I think we're...
The impressive pull was you getting Bergman. It shows you paying attention.
Right.
Now, that was... the way I remember Dave Bergman, real quick, I remember sitting... I didn't know much about Dave Bergman.
You and Booney pulled him, didn't you? In that? I think it was a pack with you and Boone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. I remember sitting in my basement. I had a Little League game. I think it was like first grade. It was second grade, young.
Yeah.
And it was like the Saturday routine. Dad gets the cold cuts, watch, Game of the Week with Garagiola Kubek and Garagiola this week in baseball. Anyway, the Tigers, I forget who they were playing. Jack Morris pitched a no-hitter. That's 84. That's when the Tigers started 35-5, won the World Series.
Right.
And I'm a young kid in my basement watching this, and Dave Bergman, who wasn't their regular starting first baseman but played this day, made a diving play at first base to preserve the no-hitter late. That's my first memory of Dave Bergman, not from a baseball card.
Yeah, see, that's before my mind.
Man.
Before my memory, I should say, before my time. All right, BT itself.
Nice job.
Good game. That was fun.
Yeah.
So 1988, Game 7, Tuesday.
Let's go.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.